To Michael we go now in, I think it's Schuyler, Nebraska on Spirit Radio. Is it Schuyler, Nebraska? Correct me, Michael.
Yes, Schuyler, Nebraska. Thank you.
Oh, Schuyler.
Thank you for your ministry.
Good. Thank you.
My question is, how does God's will float with us during life? In terms of, you know, obviously we're not perfect human beings, so sometimes we make mistakes, and we're not always doing God's will.
Right.
So does he kind of hit the reset button? Is it kind of like pick your own ending chapter book where, okay,
great.
Well, if you pick B, he knows the outcomes of all these different, picks that we make in life. So does he kind of just go along with the flow and say, oh, well, you chose to be a father instead of a priest, so now my will for you begins at this point to be a good father, and so on and so forth?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I like to use the language of St. Thomas Aquinas when he talks about God's antecedent and consequent will.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that God has an antecedent will, and there is something that God has that is best for you, whether it be to be a priest. In other words, you know, we can't just say you accidentally become a priest or married and then it becomes God's will. But no, God has what Thomas would call his antecedent will for us. However, we also have free will, as you know, Michael. He has given us this great gift, this incredible gift of freedom to where we can reject his grace. And that doesn't just mean rejecting the grace of salvation so that we're eternally damned, but it can mean rejecting graces, particular graces that God gives to us to move us in this direction, and we say no. God says okay. I mean, he has given us freedom. But you know what? It's amazing. I know in my life, Michael, how God tends to get his way. When you look back over your life and see how you got where you are now, I know with me being where I am, I mean, and I think all of us, if we'd reflect on our lives, can see this. It is amazing how God gets his way. And so I don't find it to be particularly fruitful to try to figure out, let's see, was it God's antecedent will or consequent will for me to be married to my wife? It was God's will. Period.
You need to settle this, Tim. How can you be happy?
It was simply God's will. You know, if you start playing that game, I've jokingly said this to audiences that I'm speaking to, Michael. I'll say, you know, if God answered everyone's prayers in this room in the way you wanted them to be answered, you probably wouldn't be married to the person you're sitting next to right now. Am I right? You know, and people will laugh, you know. Because we do have to, you know, in other words, it's an interesting question, you know, to ponder antecedent and consequent will, but ultimately we just have to be settled in and know that where I am right now is God's will for me, incorporating all of my dumb moves that I've made, my sins and so forth. God has brought me to this place, and I know I am in his will. If I am not in a state of mortal sin, I know I am in the center of God's will, and I move forward accordingly. Does that get at it at all, Michael?
It does. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you.
Thanks, Michael.